Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to year number two of the Sunbird Sports Show here on 790 ESPN. Thanks for tuning in. I am your host, Paul Metters, live from the ESPN studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. If this is your first time listening, thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Hey, if you listened to last year's shows and liked the content and liked what's going on at Fresno Pacific University and you're tuning in again, welcome. Thank you. You guys have been an inspiration to us. We love talking about all the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University, especially with the athletic program. There's never, never a lack of stories with Fresno Pacific University. Again, last year, an absolute blast. We ended up with 29 shows filled with amazing conversations with the student athletes and coaches highlighting all 17 sports. Yes, we covered them all at Fresno Pacific University. We're all about stories. We're all about the student athletes and the stories that they have on and off the athletic field. You know, the perseverance, their backgrounds, a lot of international students as well. So as you guys were hearing these stories, I was obviously hearing most of them for the first time as well. Just wonderful, wonderful stories of inspiration and how the student athletes came here to Fresno Pacific University. And I tell you what, it is a special, special university. It's a place where academics and athletics walk hand in hand, where character is built as strong as championships are pursued, and where the Sunbird family shines brighter than ever. From the roar of the special event center on game nights to the quiet dedication on early morning practices, we can't forget about those. FPU continues to show what it means to soar higher. We're going to bring you more of these types of stories throughout the year. We're going to be rolling probably all the way through May. I think Fresno Pacific graduates really, really early, as they usually do. And for reference to, I am also an alum of the school I graduated in 1994 when they were Fresno Pacific College. So I think I only made a few mistakes last year in calling it FPC or Fresno Pacific College. But obviously they've transitioned to Fresno Pacific University. I am a proud alum. I played a lot of basketball in that gym, a lot of pickup games, a lot of frisbee golf, and the fun things that student athletes are do at a college like Fresno Pacific. Also, we made that huge announcement last year. We did a special show in June about how they are transitioning leagues, so no more of the Pac West in the 2026-2027 school year. This year, they're still going to be competing in the Pac West, but at this time next year, we're going to be talking with Kyle Ferguson in just a second, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. They're going to be going to the CCAA. I got that right. Good job by me. And it's going to be a brand new conference. It's going to free up a lot of money, a lot of time for the student athletes, a lot of local schools as well. We're going to be getting to that as the year moves on as well. So buckle up. This is going to be a lot of fun for this entire school year. I am very excited about the opportunity again, once again, to just bring to light all the great stories at Fresno Pacific. All right, so I mentioned that athletic director Kyle Ferguson is here. He's actually sitting right across from me. We're going to get into a lot of the stuff that's going on this year. Some of the things that have been changing on campus as well at Fresno Pacific. Lots of changes, man. Lots of really good stuff, especially that baseball diamond, man. I was able to get to the baseball diamond a few times this year, and it is absolutely beautiful. After Kyle Ferguson, I'm going to be talking with Jake Gilbertson, who is the Vice President of Student Development and a huge, huge part of the athletic program at FPU. If you're familiar with the show, right before we go to our first commercial, I do a little recap about what's going on and what's been happening at Fresno Pacific University. So the fall sports, believe it or not, are in full swing. Volleyball and men's and women's soccer have all been tuning up with exhibition contests against Fresno City College, Clovis Community College, and Lemoore College. Yes, they used to be called West Hills College, but now they are Lemoore College. Right now, as we speak, the men's soccer are playing their final exhibition of the preseason against Cal State Monterey Bay at Ramirez Field. Tomorrow, the women play Stanislaus State in a scrimmage. Next year, Both of those SenCal schools will become conference rivals when the Birds make the jump to the CCAA conference. The volleyball team is in action later this evening in their annual Blue and Orange inter-squad scrimmage at the Special Events Center. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to hear all about the athletic programs going on at Fresno Pacific University. You have been listening to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the studio on Bullard and Palm Avenue. I forgot to mention in my opener that if you miss any part of the shows from last year, or say you miss part of this show or part of next week, you can always go back. They turn it into a podcast, which is absolutely amazing. You can go to all the places that you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Just look for Sunbird Sports Show and boop, there it is. If you are on a long drive, right, you can listen to a bunch of episodes. If you got a short drive, you can just listen to parts of it and then continue it the next day if you want. But yeah, all the shows are archived from last year on all the markets that you listen to your podcast on, and of course this episode as well, and moving forward. So I mentioned that there is a lot of neat stuff going on at Fresno Pacific University in their athletic program, and I'm going to bring on Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at the university. He's on the show, I don't know, what, 3-4 times, maybe 17 times? You were on the show a lot last year,
Kyle. Well, I think it was 4 times and probably 4 too many.
Not. But one of the things, Kyle, that I really appreciate about you, first of all, you are a man of faith and you are very driven, but we got a lot of common interests, man.
We do.
We've talked about off air, but we're not going to bore everybody out
there. We could just launch a Star Wars show.
And we could
go from there. Yeah.
We could. But
it'll be for a select few. It's a pretty deep dive.
Maybe what, 3% of the people listening are like, I might be interested in that, but I guess this is the Sunbird Sports Show. So I know you are, like I mentioned, you are on top of things. You're very driven. You want success from the student athletes. You put everything that you have into Fresno Pacific University. But I got to ask you, right? I mean, summer. Did you even feel like you had a summer, or is it go for you?
So it was a lot this summer. So this might have been one of the more busy summers I've had, and some of it was self-inflicted with things on campus we wanted to accomplish and get done and be ready for students when they come back. But once we had hosted the conference track meet in April, we then hosted conference baseball. It went to commencement. Then we had conference meetings, we had coaches meetings. We had the NACDA, which is the National Athletic Director Conference. And we actually announced the CCAA transition my last day when I was in Orlando for that conference. And then coming back, it was continuing to keep pressing on. I presented at a conference this summer, the Business of Small College Athletics Conference in Chicago in July. And then it was really like getting everything squared away for, we hosted a big summer camp with the Dinuba School District, which was just incredible. Our student athletes, I can't say enough about how just wonderful they are with those students. And then it was August, and it was time to
you're in the calendar. Wait,
yeah,
when did it become
exactly,
August?
Exactly. And we were ready to go for students to come back, but it was it is all good things. I'm planning to take a few days off sooner than later and spend more time with my family. But it's good stuff, and it's exciting because again, we're building something here, and we're moving in a great direction. And while the momentum's moving, we're going to keep going.
When were students on campus? Like, when did classes begin?
Oh, students showed up. So we're in our second week.
Got it.
So the 18th, okay. I believe. Yeah. And then students, so athletes come in at different times. So fall sports show up a little early. Water polo practices, NCAA rules dictate this, when they can start practice. Water polo practices the day before the other teams, so they show up a day earlier. I believe they showed up on the 12th. Other athletes showed up on the 13th, and our new students showed up on the 14th.
Okay.
And so we're getting right after it. Yeah.
Full steam ahead.
Yep.
So some of those things that were going on this summer on campus, were there building renovations? Was new stuff being broken? Like, what can you share with us about
that? Yeah, no, that's great. Probably our biggest project in athletics, and this coincides with our chapel program as well. So we installed a video board, 8-foot by 40-foot video board in our gym. which will be just fantastic for our athletics events. We host chapel in there every Wednesday. So it's a really generous, wonderful donor provided the money for a new video board, which allowed for a quicker setup for chapel. So that way we're not having to set up screens and all that type of stuff. We can run everything off of there, which was really vital for our athletics teams to get back into practice. If it takes too long, we can't take the gym off the schedule for a whole day. So that was a big piece of it. And in addition to that, they're replacing we're putting new bleachers and new seating into the gym as well. So into the special event center, that'll happen in December. We have a short window from our last basketball game and then Christmas break. They're going to come in, they're going to gut the old seats and put brand new seating in, stadium seating, padded cup holders. It's beautiful. It's going to be comfortable for our fans and our families.
So that's going to be ready for basketball season?
It'll be ready. Well, a handful of games we'll play before that. So December, we play Point Loma on December 4th. December 5th, they're coming in to rip out the bleachers.
So what, this is the stuff I love, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you get new toys.
That's yes,
kind of how you can phrase it. What will the new scoreboard look like? Is it going to be able to show replays, like up-to-date stats? Like, do you know exactly all the capabilities?
Yeah, we're working on it. So it finished up last week, so it's pretty fresh for us. One of the big things we want to use it for is for hype videos, those types of things. Pre-game introductions, which will be awesome. And in addition, that's what we're working on is the next thing is getting stats up. It's nice for volleyball. It's easy for volleyball and stunt, which we'll host in there as well because there's no clock. Basketball, we're trying to work out the kinks between the scoreboard and the video board to get them hooked up. But hopefully it will run simultaneously as well. So as the scoreboard, we can add some stats, we can throw some highlight videos up there. Replay will come eventually. It's more of a we need someone to run it. So we need more bodies to operate that. But it's something that we can do and hopefully we'll do sooner than later.
That's great. Any other upgrades that are in the future or stuff? I know your mind is always working, right? So what can you share up about maybe some other facilities or what's on the docket?
Yeah, absolutely. So just walking back, I was at the soccer game for a little bit tonight. Our plan out there right now, we're re-sodding, which is the practice soccer field and hammer field in the spring. That sod will match the same sod that's on the soccer field. So it's going to be a really nice venue for our student athletes to practice on. But also the hope with that is with the new turf there, will be a little safer environment too for some intramurals. I mean, you probably played intramurals out on the green. You don't know which
almost hole. Tore an ACL.
Yeah, you
out
don't
there.
Know what hole you're going to step in. Yeah, but there's an opportunity there. Whether we're able to use it or not, the opportunity is there with a nice surface for that for students as a whole. In addition, so last year, a little bit longer of a story here. So last year we moved our administrative offices out of the gym. So all administration was in the gym. We moved out of the gym, and the idea behind that was to give room for our gym sports to have team rooms. And so my old office is now the women's basketball team room. We knocked down one of the walls between two of the offices that's currently being renovated for the stunt team room, which is our newest sport. We have 30 young women participating in stunt this year, which is awesome.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yep.
And then it's a really cool opportunity for our athletes to have a space to be together. This came to mind last spring. So I guess about a year and a half ago when we started looking at it and saying, boy, there's one locker room and we have 100 students sharing it. Like that just doesn't work. It's not usable space really. And so we tried to find a solution, and the easiest solution was that. But with that, along that, we kind of did makeshift stuff this last year, and we're in the process of launching a campaign to fundraise for those new lockers and TVs, new carpet, all that type of stuff that will match what we did in the baseball team room. And so we're in the process of that right now. For our gym sports, we just procured two buildings right next to our athletics facility that were owned by Fresno Unified. They used them for a few different things, and they generously sold them to us for a dollar, which was very kind. But we're going to be able to create soccer team rooms in those rooms as well. So it's very exciting. We're just in the process of getting the fundraising going for that, and hopefully that'll be sooner than later for our students.
Well, I saw all the baseball facilities firsthand, and that was just a great evening when you guys dedicated the field. Just hearing Coach Hirschhorn, the baseball coach at Fresno Pacific University, again, we're talking to Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director, and the stories that he's had, because he saw it from the beginning, right? He's like, yeah, man, even up until last year, the guys were changing in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And now they have something that they can be really, really proud of. So how cool is that for the student athletes that, like, you know, they see the new scoreboard in the gym, right? Even for recruiting. Oh, man, look at this great baseball facility you have in locker room. So you guys are really trying to make the experience for the student athletes as good as possible.
Yeah, and then that's why we're there, honestly. Our job is to provide for our my job is to provide for my coaches, who can then provide for our student athletes the best experience they can have. So while they're there earning this wonderful degree, they get an opportunity to participate in sports. This last year when we were doing the renovations of the locker room, so I was in the women's locker room, first time I'd been in there, right? So it's the women's locker room. And we were looking through this and I'm trying to figure out what to do in this, because it's the swim locker room now. And as we're leaving, you might know more about this than me, actually. There's a plaque on the wall and I'd never seen it before, because it's in the women's locker room, right? It says it says Fresno Pacific College, the old seagull looking logo.
Yeah.
And it says the Sunbird Creed. And I was like, oh, the Sunbird Creed. It says, by God's grace and for God's glory. And I was like, that just...
Great reminder.
Yeah, it really encompasses what we're trying to do there. One, first of all, by God's grace, everything we do is a gift from God. It's by his grace, I even take a breath right now. And so that's the first starting point. But the point I'm getting to here is, for God's glory is the next thing. We are striving to do things at an excellent level for the glory of God. And we're going to serve our students to our very best ability, not for anything that comes to us, but for God's glory. And so things like this and the facility stuff, while it looks cool and all that type of stuff, it really, I think, signals to the students that, hey, we care about you. We care what your experience is like. We care that when you come to FPU, you're going to get a top-tier Division II athletic experience in addition to a top-tier education. So all that said, I love that stuff, man. This is the good stuff.
And the good stuff, too, Kyle, when we move along throughout the school years, bringing in the student athletes. And you hear firsthand their stories about the community and what they love about their teammates and what they love about Fresno Pacific University. Can't wait for you guys out there to listen to the student athletes. We're going to be, I think next week, we're going to have some here in the studio. All right. So what are some big needs, right? Obviously, money, right? Money never hurts, right? When you get money, you have more opportunities to bring student athletes in and have, bring them in and have the experiences that Fresno Pacific University offers. But what are some big needs that you see right now?
Yeah, a couple of things. I touched on the team rooms. So we're going to be having a week of giving here, the week of September 22nd. It's our first time doing it. Teams are actually going to compete against each other to see who can raise the most money. There'll be different incentives each day to try to encourage them to get donations. A lot of that's going to go to the team rooms. And then for the giving day in November as well, team rooms and scholarships. Okay. It's a big piece for me is getting to the point sooner than later where we're able to either endow more athletics scholarships or have more money to give students to get an education. I am a huge proponent of higher ed. College degree changes lives. It changes generations of lives. And so sport is a way to get students into school and help them get to school so they can get that degree. And so those are a few of the pressing areas that where I'm kind of honing in on, is how can we help our students again have that experience where with the team rooms and having that space, but also looking ahead to what the scholarship side looks like.
That's awesome. Did I see a picture? I did. I saw a picture on Instagram or social media put out by Fresno Pacific University with the new bus.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Or the bus wrap. Is the bus brand new? And, I mean, that thing looks cool, man. If you're driving down 99, whoever you're going to play next, and you're in that bus.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, here's this just actually goes to show the value of having good partners. So Elite Travel is a partner of ours. Who we do a lot of business with. And we were talking about how we could enhance this partnership over coffee. And Jesse and Linda Solis are the owners of the company, two just wonderful people. And as we were talking, they said, hey, you can wrap one of our buses if you'd like. And so it's not a Fresno Pacific bus.
All right.
It's Elite Charter and a bus. And it's pretty awesome that they were willing to do that. First of all, it's like, hey, if you want to wrap a bus, wrap one of our buses.
Yeah.
And it can be, we'll use it for you guys. And they actually just traveled to Mount Rushmore on one of their tours with it. So they have pictures of the Fresno Pacific bus all over the country. But again, it's a really cool opportunity, again, for our student athletes to experience that. And that was honestly a gift from them to let us do that. And we're excited about that partnership and look forward to a long partnership with them.
That's cool. That's cool. That bus looks really neat. Like, yeah, that's definitely an eye-opening deal, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I don't want to spend too much time on this, but just kind of give us, for those that don't know about the transition, what that looks like to the CCAA. It's probably going to be a weird year in the sense that leaving the PacWest, some of those rivalries are going away and whatnot. But that's a pretty huge deal for the university, isn't it?
It is. It's a big deal. This year, we're kind of in this, we're in limbo. We're still fully eligible for postseason play and in the PacWest, and I'm confident we'll be in a handful of conference tournaments throughout the year. But yeah, a little bit of limbo in the fact where I'm kind of straddling both. I'll go to the PacWest meetings. I'll go to the CCAA meetings. But this year for us is really starting to gear up of like, okay, well, we've now made this transition. How are we going to best position ourselves going forward? So we're starting to, we should get schedules here in the next month where we can start planning travel, start looking ahead to possible key matchups. Like we play a UC Merced or Stan State. Can we find a local sponsor for game day sponsorships? All those types of things. There's a lot of planning in place, or planning that will be in place that once those things start coming out. But for this year, it'll be a fun swan song, I suppose, with our PacWest friends and it's some of our old GSAC friends we've played for so long, and many of them will continue to play in the non-conference play. But yeah, it's very exciting for FPU to be moving to a conference like the CCAA. I was just talking with someone today. I mean, their women's soccer team from the conference won a national title. Both men's and women's basketball had a representative in the national title game, volleyball, national championships. Like just the level of competition, the local feel that we're going to have with it is going to be highly impactful for our community.
All right. We got a couple minutes here with Kyle Ferguson, athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. I asked you this question off air and you threw some knowledge at me. I didn't quite know the answer to this, but obviously, we are starting this Saturday with college football, right?
We're starting Thursday with Nebraska football, so let's not forget that.
Well, thanks for correcting me. Yeah, there you go. You're a Nebraska guy. All right, you had to throw
go
that
Big Red
in there. All right, so football on the West Coast side of the United States in Division II, one program? Like, I started off asking the question, like, would Fresno Pacific ever consider football, or what's the cost? Right, I was just curious about that. But you have an interesting fact about that. I didn't even know.
Yeah, and football. I mean, football is king in college athletics. I grew up in Nebraska, where we have corn and football, and so I'm well aware of that. But it's one of those things where, yeah, in Division II, west of New Mexico, so New Mexico and Colorado have teams. West of New Mexico and Colorado, Central Washington, Western Oregon are the only Division II teams. So for us, there's really no one to play.
Yeah.
And so non-conference or conference, it's a very, very difficult thing to even consider because we'd have to fly everywhere. We'd probably have to pay teams because they don't need to come to Fresno to play. We'd probably have to pay teams to come in. It doesn't line up with really anything. And there's a reason why no one else has really, really launched football at the Division II level. Now Azusa Pacific is moving to Division III. There's the SCIAC, which majority of those teams in that conference in Southern California have football. So for them, they're able to move to Division III, bring football back, and it's viable for them because of that. But that's really the only option, even in the NAIA, which we used to be members of 12, 13 years ago. Football in the NAIA has really dwindled on the West Coast as well. There's very few teams left. I'm not sure the reason. I'm a big football player or football guy. I'm not sure what the situation would be.
Oh, it ain't easy, right?
Yeah, I know.
Money wise, facility wise, all that stuff. I'm sure it's a lot of money. All right. Yeah. Final question for you, Kyle. Again, thanks for coming in, and great to catch up with you as well. Yeah. Just kind of give us a snapshot of what athletics is going to look like. Again, 17 sports, right?
17. You're right. Yep.
17 sports. Just for those out there that, maybe tuning in for the first time or second time, or like, yeah, what are some of the cool stuff that's going on at Fresno Pacific? What are some of the sports you guys offer, and what is the entire year? I know that's a loaded question.
Right. It's good, man.
But give me a little snapshot of that.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for this year. I feel we're on the verge of some great things. We have some new coaches into positions. with a handful of our sports. I'll try to run through our sports here and try not to forget anything as we go through the 17. But in the fall here, you have men and women's soccer, men and women's cross country. We have we hired a new coach for cross country, Landon Miller, who was previously at Colorado Christian University. Volleyball. Volleyball last year finished third in the conference. Had a great recruiting year. I'll be excited to see how that goes. And men's water polo. So we hired a guy named John Miller, who was previously at California Baptist University. Very decorated coach there. Fresno native.
I believe we're going to hear from him next week.
Oh, that's great. Even better yet. Yeah, that's a little teaser for you. And then men and women swim and dive in the fall. Or sorry, in the winter. Actually, I mean, they kind of go all year, actually. They start in October and end in March. Men and women swim and dive. Coach Ray Eggert, an alum, who I think was on the show late last spring as well, talking about the swim and dive programs. Yep. Men and women's hoops, of course. Baseball, men and women's tennis, and men and women's track and field, the men's track and field team, reigning conference champions, likely to repeat. Women's track and field, who had multiple national champions at the track meet this year. So there's a lot going on. It's very exciting. FPU athletics, if you like good college athletics, come check out a game. We'd be happy to host you. It's $10 for adults. 17 and under are free. I didn't want to charge 17 and under because I'd take my kids to games and they'd read books or go play. And I'm like, I'm paying for you to be here. Watch the game. But I want families to come. You can come in for $20. You know, you can bring your kids and watch a game. And it's really good, really, really good athletics.
Hear, hear.
Yes.
And we're here for all of that this year on the Sunbird Sports Show. Kyle, thanks for coming in. Great
Anytime.
To see you.
Paul, thank you for stuff. Everything you do for us, too. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Well, how about? I mean, I got to upgrade my shirt here, right?
Yes, like, yep. I got a few more coming for you.
Got a few more coming. Yep. Sweatshirt. Yep. I'm a hoodie guy, too.
I got you. I got you covered, Paul.
Got me covered.
We'll give you a whole bag of stuff.
It's good to be the host of the Sunbird Sports
Show.
There
you go.
All right, good stuff. All right, so we're going to take a break here. We're going to bring on Jake Gilbertson, Vice President of Student Development, a huge part of the athletic program. So we're going to hear some great stories from Jake. Can't wait to talk with him. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Oh, great conversation with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. Man, the guy's an idea guy, right? When he gets it in his head, there's nobody that's going to stop him. He's going to go full steam ahead. And he's a great guy to talk to and a great ambassador for the school as well. Another great ambassador, Jake Gilbertson. I met him last year when I started doing this gig. I think it was at one of the basketball games. Yeah. I think it was the Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, that's
games.
Right. We met there.
Yeah, I met there. He is the vice president of student development, huge part of the athletic program at FPU. So I asked Kyle about his summer. I actually want to get to that in a second, but you know, you come rolling in here to the studio. You got your FPU baseball hat on. Yep. I like the old school, right? Like kind of the old school Fresno Pacific University kind of shirt, yeah. Right? Like how many different combos of, shirts and hats and
I have a lot.
Maybe you got socks,
I
right?
I have a lot. I have multiple pairs of FPU socks. It's amazing the amount of gear I've been able to accrue in just 1 year. So, yeah, Kyle hooks me up a good amount, which I always appreciate. And then our student development team, I feel like they print shirts weekly. So, and they always drop one off to me. They know my love language is gear. So
it
works out. And I came straight from the soccer game. So I had to be dressed for it over there. So
shoes? Are there any orange shoes out there? Anybody
I ordered
sport those?
Blue and orange Adidas just so that I would have a specific pair of Sunbird shoes to wear.
I think there's a company that you could send those shoes into and you can get it like custom with the Sunbird on it. So
might need to get Kyle a pair for his birthday or something because he deserves a little bit of love for all of his good work. That could be a great gift.
That could be a great gift. But man, if you walked into it like a meeting wearing those bad boys, right? You'd be the envy of everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Every time I wear them, students say, "Oh, those shoes are awesome." They love them. So yeah, it's fun.
All right. So summer, you transitioned from Point Loma in San Diego to Fresno Pacific. Was it last year?
Last year, I started July 1st here at FPU.
All right. Yeah. All right, so summer, are you able to break away? I know you got a couple little ones too, right?
Yeah, I got two young girls. And yeah, we did get to travel a little bit this last summer. So we actually went abroad. We went to Ireland and the UK, got about 10 days away. It's funny, I booked it obviously long before. We actually announced our CCAA move while I was over there. So there was one afternoon where I spent the afternoon in the hotel lobby on a Zoom with our coaches, and then talking to Kyle and like all the stuff as we announced that. I knew that was gonna be the case, but yeah, it was good to get away, good to spend time with the family, and good to prepare for the year and get ready.
So I did ask you what your favorite sport is. So did you go to the UK to watch some of that that game they call soccer?
Well, there's actually no soccer going on when I was there.
Football?
But my wife and I have been over. We've seen I'm a Manchester City fan, English Premier League, and yeah, we've been over a few times to watch games over there. I'll tell you what, the environment in those Premier League games is pretty wild. Europe does soccer differently than we do most sports. It's been pretty special.
Were you involved in the chants? Did you do all that
so
stuff?
So I'll never forget. Like, you hear the chants on TV, so you kind of learn them. But it's different being there, and everyone's doing them. But I'll never forget looking over and seeing my wife, who's little, petite, 5 foot nothing, standing up with her arms outstretched, screaming these songs next to this British guy with like teeth everywhere. Just, she was so into it in that moment. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. It's a unique experience.
A good husband and wife bonding time.
Yeah,
over
right.
There. Yeah, cheering for your favorite football team. All right.
Right.
Describe for everybody your role at Fresno Pacific.
Yeah.
And connection that you have with athletics as well.
Yeah, so as Vice President of Student Development, athletics reports to me, so I work closely with Kyle. Honestly, you said this, I could not be luckier to have Kyle. Just an incredible person. An amazing AD, but an incredible person. Just his character, his faith, the way he cares about students, the way he cares about the right things. I mean, to push us to be competitive and win, we want excellence. Like, those are the moments that are so fun, right? But far more important is what we're doing in the lives of our students, both educationally, spiritually, building character. We want them to be people who go out and make huge change in the world. And we want their experience at FPU to be something they point back to. And so Kyle just exudes that. And he's surrounded himself. We have incredible coaches who just embody that. They live that out in such fun and like compelling ways with our students. I'm so lucky to get to like work with them. Honestly, with athletics, I feel like I'm more of a cheerleader. Like, they give me a shirt and I just say, yeah, let's go, you know, go Birds. So that's athletics. And then I also oversee essentially the other student life things, so res life and student activities, student government, those things, career services, some of our academic support pieces, Title IX and student conduct, which is always really fun. We'll talk about some stories later, I'm sure, that fall into those realms. And then our counseling center as well, and our Office of Spiritual Formation. So a broad array. It's pretty much the things outside of the classroom of how are we forming our students, and what are we doing to give them a complete education while they're at FPU.
So what, in talking with these student athletes and interacting with them, what are some themes that you hear from them? Like, what's on the mind of student athletes at Fresno Pacific these days?
Yeah, I mean, I think the things that are there are probably the same things that were there when you or I were in school, to some degree, in that being a student athlete is hard. Like, I was talking to a water polo player today, and he's like, I'm just gassed. I've been up at 6 a.m. for training this whole week, and then I'm trying to balance all these classes and getting off on the right foot. And that's kind of always been a theme, right? That student athletes take on a lot in trying to do well academically and succeed, and then their sport demands a lot of them, and they want to be excellent, and they're working hard to do that. So that's probably like pretty similar across, you know, the years. And then there are certainly newer trends. We want to do better at supporting our students regarding their mental health. It's a real challenge. We know amongst college students that mental health concerns are big time, and student athletes, that's true. They often are healthy physically in so many ways, and so it can look like that's not the reality, but we know that the mental health challenges are still there. And so making sure they're well supported there, and that we have the right pieces in place, and that when they need it, we have the people to support them. And our counseling center and our student development staff are key. Coaches are so good at seeing and supporting their students there. So yeah, that part feels probably pretty different than when I was in college, that those are realities that are talked about and present in ways that they really weren't when I was a student. So that feels pretty different. And then, I mean, everything like social media has changed the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so different. Dating feels radically different, right? And then, I mean, there are concerns about career and what that looks like. It feels like, yeah, the realities are harder, or maybe the outlook feels less optimistic sometimes. And being at FPU, it's fascinating. I came from Point Loma, as you mentioned. Have you ever been down to Point Loma National University? It's literally
I've heard stories. I've seen pictures and heard stories. Yeah.
It's literally on the ocean. Yes. So I went for 4 years. I lived on the ocean, and then I moved back on campus 2 years later and worked there, and lived there for a number of years as well. So in general, Point Loma has a more affluent student body. And coming here to FPU in general, and this is actually something we're really proud of, our students come from pretty humble backgrounds in general. They have worked hard to get where they are. 60-something percent of our students are first gen, first in their families to go to college. And that presents challenges because it's hard to be the first to do that. You have so much less support and knowledge of the systems and how to navigate those. But it's also an incredible point of pride for us to say that we get to be a place where students who maybe don't have options that could support them well can come to FPU and be seen and be supported, and that we get to be a place to see them be successful. And the transformational nature of that for them, for their families, for their communities, it's part of what drew me to FPU, was to say that I get to do this work with these students, even with all the challenges. That is really good. So our students in general, they work hard over the summer to make money, to support their families, to do all those things. And that's true of our student athletes too. Many of them are doing school and student athletes and working jobs. That's incredible. They're working far harder than I did as a college
student. And social life and, all those things are important. That's what makes the college experience extremely, extremely unique. And I've heard plenty, and again, I can't wait to talk with the student athletes this year. I'm going to get to meet some more of them and just hear their stories, right? Sitting across from me, a couple times I got emotional just hearing them, oh, I got recruited, online, and I'd never been to California before, and I've never, been away from my parents. All of a sudden, I'm on campus, and I don't know what to do. And then just the people that are surrounding them, it's amazing.
It's wild. I mean, the last 2 weeks as we've started, you wouldn't believe the number of coaches I've seen walking across campus with their students to say, here's this office, or this is where your class is, or these things. And our student leaders doing that too. But the level of care and saying to students, we got you.
Yeah.
We're your people now, and we're for you, and we're going to make sure that you're successful. And then a number of our student athletes are also in student leadership positions. So they're also RAs or peer mentors or doing some of these other things. And that is pretty unique to FPU as well. And I can't tell you how fun that is. I was at student leadership retreat 2 weekends ago. We were up at Hume Lake. And I stepped back for a second, and I see this group of we're playing this big game, group game, and there's this group. I'm like, oh, those are all the water polo guys. You can tell because they're not wearing shoes. For some reason, water polo guys don't wear shoes. But, one of their guys is in the game, and they're just going absolutely nuts for him, just cheering and going crazy. And I was like, man, this is the best. Yeah. The fact that they get to also be student leaders and grow in leadership and do that while being student athletes and excelling in that, it's a pretty unique opportunity that FPU gives them in that regard.
So you see these students, like you mentioned, on the retreats, and the water polo guys, and you can probably pick out the volleyball girls.
Yeah, everyone has a look.
Well, and we saw that at the, oh my gosh, help me out, the final, the
Sunbird Awards. Yeah.
Sunbird Awards, and you see them all grouped together. You can tell who the baseball guys
are. Even when they're dressed up, it's pretty obvious.
Even when they're dressed up, exactly. How neat is it, right, for you to just watch the transition and watch the growth from these kids or watch them on the basketball court, for example, and watch somebody get a triple double or somebody just doing an incredible move, but you're like, man, I know that kid, right?
Yeah, and I know what else he's doing, right? That's really important too. It's awesome. I mean, Rhys Vane comes to mind from last year from the basketball team.
Clovis West grad.
Yeah, Clovis West guy, so he's local, his family comes out for the games. You see him, he's a good basketball player, but you also see that off the court, he's doing so many things to pour into the lives of others and build the FPU community and be a leader and do all these things. And
I think he wants to be a physical therapist, if I'm not.
Yeah, that's wrong, right. Yeah. And so he's a perfect example. And I could go through every team and name these students who are awesome athletes and leading their teams, but they're also pouring into this community and they're leading their peers and they're incredible. They're growing in their faith and leading in those ways. I mean, one of our one of the guys who went to the national championships for jumping last year, like, sings in the worship. It's like, what? Like, this guy's an amazing athlete. I see him out there grinding, and then he's, like, leading worship in chapel. It's like, wow. That's, like, that's pretty incredible that he is that well-rounded to be able to do both. Because the reality is the day's going to come when he's not jumping anymore, right? And I hope he has a great career up until then. But the day's going to come when that comes to an end. And if that's all he has, that gets really hard. If there's more, well, then there's life after athletics, which you and I know. The athletic journey ends at some point,
it
right?
It does. It absolutely does. Yeah, my back tells me that every day. All right, so, you know, your stories with student athletes, you probably got, you know, 1,000 of them. Like, what's something, like, really quirky or fun about a student athlete that you've seen? You know, that's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. There's some that are like, you know, this is what's hard. I'll share this one, and I think I'll bring it around to, like, why it's good. So a few years ago, the FPU water polo team had, let's call it a tradition, but not one that was university approved, right? not to get too graphic, but they would jump on a teammate and thrust at them repeatedly.
Yeah.
So, and this became something that they did to each other.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out some of the younger guys were, like, pretty uncomfortable with it. It wasn't their jam. And it was happening to them, not, like, they weren't a part of it. And got pretty uncomfortable. One of them finally said something. It turned out that, like, there was a pretty dysfunctional culture on the team. Pretty unhealthy, right? That gets sorted out. Some guys get asked to leave, that whole thing. It's painful. Like, when that happens, it happens everywhere. It happens at FPU. Sure. It happens, I mean, we could name other universities here and that where things, like, similar to that happen. But the thing I'm so proud of is, like, I look at those water polo guys now who are all in student leadership positions. They were freshmen, like, when this happened, and they've grown from that. And they've said, we want our team culture to be different, and we're going to build something that's, like, different. And they still are crazy. Yeah. They still have tons of fun and like, go wild for each other and, like, goof around and play pranks. Like, that's part of being, you know, a college student, and especially a guy that age. So I would never want to, like, totally take that away, but they've grown and learned, like, oh, and this is how we can do that in a way that both honors each other and honors God and fits in line with this place that we've said yes to. And so, like, the amount of growth and maturity that
exactly.
takes is huge.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's like when you first get that report, you go, like, what is happening? Like, what is going on? Why would they ever do this? But then those are opportunities for growth. Those are opportunities to have hard conversations and to give people the chance to be better. And then to see people rise to that and make something new out of that is, I mean, that's why we do what we do, right?
Culture change is so important.
Yeah.
Right?
And hard. Absolutely. It's hard.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. All right. My gosh, we only got a couple minutes here.
Sorry.
Great stories, right? How about you athletically? Like, what sport do you identify with? Like, what is there a sport you could go out there and, you know, mix it up a little bit?
Well,
like,
so
are you a tennis player? Or
no,
any, like,
no.
You
look
do
at my build.
Like
I'm not
that?
A tennis player. I love sports. In high school, I played football, and that was my thing. Well, I was on the football team. Let's put it that way. You know, I loved football.
Yeah.
I play beer league hockey here at Gateway. You know, I'm there Monday or Sunday nights late playing hockey still, and I love hockey. If you're talking FPU sports,
you shoot a basketball? How about that? Let me make it easy.
Honestly, I'm pretty bad at basketball. I'll be honest. Right, I could play. Right. I could get out there with the volleyball team and do okay. I could probably take some BP with the baseball team and not look horrible. If you put me in the pool with water polo, I'd probably drown. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So they would dunk me, and that would be the end of me.
Yeah. Some of those practice things that water polo do are unbelievable. What do they call them? Egg beaters. I mean,
and they're lifting weights above their head while they do it, and it's
great. I don't get it.
Honestly, I have this idea. I want to do short videos like Pros versus Joes where me and Kyle go and do stuff with the teams just to show how silly we would be. And I will allow him to do water polo if we get to that.
The student athletes would love that. And I know Kyle was a pretty good baseball player, so he probably could take a few really good hacks. All right, Jake, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. I got to get to this What's Next on Fresno Pacific University Sports. But, man, you're doing great work there. I love catching up with you and seeing you at games. And probably see you real soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, and appreciate everything you do for FPU.
A lot of fun. All right, so what's going on next at Fresno Pacific University? Well, the men's water polo, next week's guests are going to kick off the regular season this weekend in Merced with a pair of games against American River and Division I Santa Clara on Saturday before heading to Redlands to take on the University of Redlands and UC Santa Barbara next Friday. Soccer regular season begins next Thursday for both teams with the men in SoCal to take on Cal State LA, while the women host Cal State Monterey Bay at 7 p.m. at Ramirez Field. Volleyball tips off with three games next Friday and Saturday against Stanislaus State, Chico State, and UC Merced in the annual Sunbird Classic hosted by FPU at the Special Events Center. That name has not changed over the years. And sponsored by Visit Fresno County. And finally, men's and women's cross country begin their next season Saturday at Woodward Park in the Clovis Community College Invitational. Check out fpusunbirds.com for more info on all these events and more. Well, that's a wrap for episode one of year number two of the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN. Again, if you miss any part of the shows or you want to go back and listen to last year's shows, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all the places that you listen to your podcasts. Hey, I am excited to bring you guys all the great stories. It's going to start next week with the student athletes. Thank you guys for listening. Really, really appreciate it. Have a good rest of the week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.